Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
To Tage, near circle, down low, Quinn, bumper scores! Zucker with a quick catch and release shot. And the Sabres with the power play goal, their second of the game, make it 3-2 with 9:30 to go in the third period.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. That was your game winner. Jason Zucker's 10th, set up nicely from Quinn and Thompson on the power play. And your game winner for Buffalo, the goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. 4-2 Sabres beating the St. Louis Blues as they get goals from Zucker and Kulik. Just past the halfway mark of the period, Zucker at 10:30, and then Cooley kind of sealing it there at 16:19, and Lukanen was big. We'll get to Paul Hamilton here in just one moment, but our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 37-16. That kind of gives you an indication of how the Sabres are fortunate, how good Lukanen was today. Yeah, just four shots for the Sabres in the third, 37 for the Blues. They had 11 in the third. And Lukanen comes up big, 35 saves, including some monster ones in the victory. Jordan Binnington, the loss, he let in four on 16 shots. Somehow, Lukanen's not a star in this game. Parenko from St. Louis with an assist. He's star number, I'm sorry, two assists, star number two, three. Tage Thompson with a goal against his former team. He also had an assist. He's star number two. And Jason Zucker with the game winner. Star number one in front of 18,096 at Enterprise Center. Special teams definitely a major factor in this game as Buffalo goes 2 of 3 on the power play and the Blues 0 of 4. That's your Dynabrade.com power play update powered by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. Okay, let's go to Paul Hamilton now. Paul, the Sabres have won 3 in a row, and a big reason why is their goaltender. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was very good for them today.
Yeah, whoever was picking the three stars wasn't watching the game. All they did is open up the stat sheet. And,
I'm glad you agreed with me on that. I'm like, that doesn't look right.
I mean, it's not even close. I mean, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen stole them the game. It's as simple as that. I don't care if somebody scored 9 goals in the game. he stood on his head. The St. Louis Blues, as they like to say, got goalied. And, you know, he absolutely stole them a hockey game. And, you know, that's one of the things we talked about in the pregame show, that, you know, your goaltender needs to be there for the big save. ever since things have turned around a little bit, and I even go back to Boston, you know, in that game, the goaltending, both he and Reimer have made big saves at big times. And, you know, it's shown up in the games and really showed up in this game. I mean, Buffalo did, you know, not take the penalties in the third period, but through 40 minutes, they had given St. Louis four power plays, and Luukkonen had to make some big saves on the power plays, too, to be quite honest. So he certainly had a great game for them, and I'm sure the St. Louis Blues are thoroughly frustrated knowing that they outplayed the Sabres, but they, quote, got goalied.
Yes, and the Sabres have had that happen to them a couple of times this season. But, Paul, how about, I would say, Kulik just scores to put him up 4-2, and literally seconds later, St. Louis coming back, throwing everything at Buffalo, and he makes a huge save on Shen. I thought that was a monster one, because there was still would have been a decent amount of time left had they made it 4-3 there. I think you probably would have had at least 3 minutes to go still.
Yeah, and you know when he's on his game, because he's square to the shooter and he's out. And he was that way the whole game, and he was that way on that save that you're referring to, you know, where he came out and made the save, and was just the confidence that he has making those saves and just being in his net. And there was one in the second period, I went on a power play, he was laying on his belly and made two saves, you know, kept the right pad tight and was laying on his belly and you know, made two huge saves on that one.
Paul Hamilton with us here on the post game. Sabres win their third in a row, beating St. Louis 4-2. Let's talk about the goals, Paul. Let's start with the game winner, Zucker on the power play. Some really nice passing to set that all up.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, Quinn and Thompson come in, and Quinn very patient. Zucker gets himself set up in the slot and just, you know, let it go. And it just goes to show you, when the Sabres are better on special teams, they have a really good opportunity to win the game. They were excellent on their penalty kill, and at the other end, they scored two power play goals. And they were both power play goals where they used their speed to back off the other team. And, you know, they backed off the other team and were able to gain the line, gain the zone, and be able to score the goals from the middle of the ice.
Kulik's speed on display, Paul, but he also seemed to make that right decision. I was wondering if he was going to think about trying to pass it back, but even though he was down low, he saw the opening and took advantage of it there, beating Binnington.
I don't know what Binnington was doing. He just opened up the pads. Well, you have a goal scorer coming down, he probably is going to notice that. Yeah. And he certainly did. And, you know, he's a guy that has scored a lot of goals in his life, and he's probably seen a lot of goaltenders do that. And that's the kind of thing goal scorers are looking for. They're coming in looking for an opening. And all of a sudden, the pads came open. It's like, okay, I'll just throw it there. And certainly, he certainly did. And, you know, that gave the Sabres a cushion that they needed.
4-2, Buffalo winning their third in a row. They're at Dallas Tuesday at 8. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame that night at 7. Paul, how about just special teams in general in this game? It's a storyline. The Sabres get two power play goals, and St. Louis goes 0-for-4 on the power play. That is a factor in the outcome here today.
It sure is, and we've talked about that. When they went on that 7-2 run, they were at the top penalty killing in the league in those 9 games, and they were 4th on the power play. Well, when that happens, you're normally going to be a good team. And they were a good team for that. And then all of a sudden, they were bad on both. And next thing you know, they didn't win in 13 games. So, you know, it's a big thing for them. And, again, it can bail you out of situations where you weren't the better team. And they certainly weren't in this game. But, you know, they hung with it. You've heard Granato say it. You've heard Lindy Ruff say it. Find a way to win when you don't have your A game. Find a way to win with your B game. And that's what we saw today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they got their best from their goalie, and they took advantage of special teams. So, yeah, for sure, I think that makes sense. Paul, how about just the continuation of the topic? We said, you know, defensively first, leading to offense. Was that a small setback today? Was it major? Was it just maybe a little here and there? What would you say overall in terms of what has been kind of a focus and talking point for this team lately?
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't anywhere near the way it's been the three games before this. But, you know, this is hockey. You're not going to play 82 perfect games. Mistakes right. are going to be made. There are going to be days where you don't have it. Well, there were for some of this game, they didn't have it, you know. But they did have it when they had to go out and kill penalties. And you know what you saw was desperation. You saw desperation from Cousins to block a shot. You saw a desperation from Malenstein to make sure his man's covered going to the net. How many times this year have we just watched a guy go there and get a layup? Because nobody bothers to grab the guy. Malenstein did everything he could. He was skating as fast as he could coming back to grab that guy to make sure he didn't get the opportunity on that penalty kill. So, you know, that's one thing we did see. That's one thing that I don't think went by the wayside was desperation. We did see that.
Okay, Paul, let's look ahead to what's next. Dallas, a team that's big and strong. Buffalo, we know, has three tough games upcoming. This is the first of them. Dallas and Colorado then Vegas, but, you know, I'll go ahead and say it. One at a time, right? 8 o'clock on Tuesday coming up. What are we looking ahead for this one?
And another team they played well against when they were in Buffalo. So just like they did against St. Louis. So, you know, they sweep the series now with St. Louis winning both games. Now, they certainly played much better the game in Buffalo than they did mm-hmm. in St. Louis, but doesn't matter. You got to get 2 points. That's all that matters. I mean, they could have got outshot 49-4. If you scored on all four of your shots, it doesn't matter, you know? So, you know, and win the game 4-2. So that's really, at this point of the season, where they are in the standings, that's all that matters.
That's right. And, Paul, I'll say it, the elusive fourth win in a row, right? It's been a long time. You've mentioned it a lot.
Maybe they can get it before January rolls around, because it was near the end of January of 2023, the last time they won four games in a row. They actually wound up winning five games in a row during that streak. But since that happened, they have never won more than three in a row, which they have done this year.
All right. Well, a good one today for them to pull it out, and we'll see if it happens for that elusive fourth on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock in Dallas. Steve Foley Law pregame will be at 7. Paul, thank you for your work today. It was a good weekend for Buffalo sports, Paul. The Sabres 2-0, the Bills 1-0, the Bandits 1-0. It was, I'm sure Buffalo fans are happy.
Well, they better be. I mean, it was a perfect weekend for them.
Yes, there's really nothing else you could say other than
too bad the Bisons. It was 57 degrees out. The Bisons could have gone out and played too.
They could have played. Absolutely.
It was raining for part of the day, but they do a good job, the groundskeepers there. They could have had everything ready to go. We could have had a Bison game too.
And for Paul, of course, his weekend was really 5-0.
Right.
In the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which has turned into one of the best bowls, Paul, in terms of its marketing. A nice comeback win for your Cyclones.
It was, but you know what? And you have a few minutes here. Miami's quarterback. I hated that, and I just don't like the fact that you go through the whole season, and then guys decide. And Iowa State, their best receiver, who I would hope maybe could play for the Buffalo Bills, Higgins, he opted out. You know, their two guys on defense opted out. But to watch the Miami quarterback, and I don't even remember his name. I don't follow college football, but I think he was in the Heisman conversation. I think I heard that on the broadcast. Plays the first half because he wanted to load up his stats. He had some records he wanted to go for.
Cam Ward is his name. And, yes, he's supposed to go, like, in the top five of the draft for sure. Yeah.
And then he sat out the second half. Really? To me, you're just letting your team down. I mean, to me, that's a slap in your face to your team. You're part of this team. I understand there's a lot of money waiting for you in the NFL, but to me, play your bowl game and finish it out. Finish it up. But for him to go out there, it wasn't about injury. It was about personal success, personal records. So he goes out there, accomplishes what he wanted to accomplish in the first half. The Cyclones couldn't stop him. Now, they couldn't stop the Cyclones either. Both teams were scoring every time they had the ball. It was like 28-28. But and then he decides that's it, because I'm selfish, I'm going to sit. I got my record. I don't care about the team. And I'm going to sit the rest of the game. And it cost his team the game. I hate the thinking in college sports right now. It's like, well, it's okay to sit out. You know, Breece Hall sat out the Cyclones bowl game. Purdy played, but Breece Hall sat out. And I don't know, maybe you disagree with me, but I just think that is so selfish to go out and play the first half and then quit in the second half. You quit on your team.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, I would respect more if he did it ahead of time and said, look, I don't want to play the bowl game. I'm a top five pick. I don't think it's worth the risk. And at least you're honest about it. But this, like, well, I got through the first half. Now I'm going to bail kind of thing. I think that looks even worse. But.
So I could get personal records.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that could affect him in the NFL. There might be some NFL teams that will look down on him for that.
Yeah. We'll have to. I mean, college. We know college sports is in a much different state than it's been with money. Let's face it. It's money. Mm-hmm. So, Paul, nobody thank you so
me.
Much.
Nobody paid me when I was in college sports.
That's true. You'd think, Paul, when I was announcing college sports, I would have gotten paid. But
you're still not getting paid. I mean, it's
you know. Just, yeah. I was told by our boss at WGR that working with Paul is payment enough. And then I said, oh, okay, yeah. Sign me up. That's right.
Yeah, but neither one of us make any money. We just do it for free because we're nice guys.
Yes, we love doing these games. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk on Tuesday.
Talking on New Year's Eve.
That's right. Have your New Year's resolution ready.
What better way to spend New Year's Eve than with Brian Koziol? I mean, come on.
I agree. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
All right. Paul Hamilton with us here. Sabres win 4-2 as they get goals from Zucker and Kulik in the third, and Lukanen's big third period as well coming through. Okay, at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com, or excuse me, WBEN.com. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, some more highlights, stats. We'll get you the scores from around the NHL as we roll on here. 4-2, Sabres win their third in a row. They win in St. Louis. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Hold the puck there along with Rasmus Dahlin. Blues come up with it. Top of the circle. One timer. Oh, what a stop by Lukanen again. Great save as he got over to the near post, and the puck is cleared down the ice. Oh. If you are just joining us, Ukko-Pekka Lukanen's been doing this all afternoon.
Yes, he was. Lukanen busy. 37 shots, 35 saves. That one right there, a big one. And it's our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For all the great deals on your entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 4-2, Sabres win their third in a row. Big Buffalo sports weekend. Bills win, clinch the 2 seed. 2 wins for the Sabres. The Bandits unveil the banner yesterday and win big. And Sabres looking to keep the winning ways going. Tuesday against Dallas at 8, we'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 7 that night. By the way, many of you might be listening on your way home from Highmark Stadium. Yes, your drive home brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. We appreciate you listening. Lindy Ruff just briefly spoke with the media and said that he really thought special teams was the reason that they won this game, and felt that he'd been waiting for that to happen. Special teams factor in this one. 2 power play goals, and they shut out St. Louis on the power play, who went 0-for-4, including 2 big kills, kind of almost back-to-back in the second period. So, Lindy Ruff's comments brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. We mentioned Rasmus Dahlin continues to stay hot. Another assist in this game today, coming back from injury over the last few games. Dahlin today played almost 24 minutes, 23-38, 30 shifts, 5 shot attempts, 2 official shots on goal, 2 hits, and 3 block shots. So another solid outing for the Sabres captain. The only injury, besides, as we mentioned, Dahlin coming back from injury, is Jordan Greenway, and he remains on injured reserve long-term. Injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joes. Brian Koziol with you here on the postgame. Let's see what is happening elsewhere as we go ahead now and go around the league. It is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right. As we mentioned, Bills getting the 2 seed. A convincing win at Highmark Stadium today over the Jets by a score of 40-14. Did Josh Allen do enough to solidify the MVP? 2 passing touchdowns, 182 in the air. He also ran for 17 yards and a touchdown in this game. A rough day for Aaron Rodgers. Just 112 yards passing, 2 interceptions. He was sacked 4 times, including 1 for a safety when A.J. Epenesa got him in the end zone for 2 extra points. Sabres win it by a score again. I'm sorry, Bills win it by a score of 40-14. They're locked into the 2 seed. Chiefs locked into the 1 seed. The 3 seed still remaining up for grabs in the AFC North between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That'll have to go to week 18. And the 4 seed is set. Houston is in. They are the AFC South champs. Wild cards. We know the other AFC North team, not Pittsburgh or Baltimore, whoever doesn't win the North, is the 5. You've got the Chargers right now sitting in the 6. Denver still can win and get in next week and be the 7. That could be Buffalo's first-round opponent. Miami still trying to hang on to their slim playoff hopes. They're one of the 2 games that are going on right now. They lead at Cleveland by a score of 13-3 with under 9 minutes to go. Tyler Huntley playing quarterback today. No Tua for the Dolphins. Same score in Minnesota. The Vikings lead the Packers by a score of 13-3. They've just started the second half there. Finals from earlier, the Colts, disappointing end of their season in terms of being eliminated from the playoffs. They lose to the Giants and give up 45. Giants win 45-33. Jacksonville, a 20-13 win over Tennessee. Las Vegas wins in New Orleans 25-10. It's a huge day for Saquon Barkley as he goes over 2,000 yards on the season for his total. Eagles improved to 13-3. They roll Dallas 41-7. And the Bucs trying to stay alive in their hopes for a NFC South title. They improved to 9-7. They beat Carolina 48-14 behind Baker Mayfield's 5 touchdown passes. Atlanta can pull into a tie with Tampa tonight for the division lead in the NFC South. They are at Washington. That is the Sunday night game. 2 Big 4 men's college hoop scores to give you. Niagara improves to 6-7. They beat Lemoyne today and Lewiston 88-69. And Temple beats UB, dropping the Bulls to 5-7 on the season. The Owls win 91-71. All right, let's go to the NHL now, and there is a couple of other afternoon games going on. We'll start in Anaheim, where the Ducks and the Oilers have just started the 3rd period. They are tied 3 apiece. Detroit, a 4-1 lead on Washington. The Red Wings and the Sabres were tied going into today with 30 points. The Sabres at the moment have moved out of the basement, but Detroit has a early 4-1 lead after 1. Montreal leads in Tampa 1-0 after 1. Pittsburgh a 1-0 lead at home against the Islanders with 3:45 to go in the first period of play. Other games going on later tonight at 8. Ottawa's at Minnesota. Calgary's in Vegas. 8:30, the Blackhawks hoax the Stars. Again, that's who Buffalo will play next. Dallas on Tuesday night. And Philadelphia is at Los Angeles at 9. All right, there's your look at the scores. Our score, Sabres 4, Blues 2. As we put a wrap on the post-game show, want to thank our crew back in our WBEN studios. Thank you very much, Evan DePasquale, our network producer tonight. The reporter, of course, that spoke with us all day long, Paul Hamilton. Tom Matty, our engineer. Our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Again, the final from the Enterprise Center. Sabres 4, Blues 2. Sabres have won 3 in a row. We'll try for 4 Tuesday night in Dallas at 8 with the Steve Foley Law pregame at 7. I'm Brian Colziel. Again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Tuesday night right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.